Let's go and have a chat with Nathan Exelby from the Courier Mail. He's been out for Sky this morning at Doomben. Morning to you, Nathan.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
You're out this morning and spotted a few on the course proper.
Yeah, there's a few here. The Gold Coast has probably got the bulk of the, certainly the bulk of the Doomben Cup runners, with Chris Waller being based there. But we saw Tally gallop for Godolphin this morning. He's headed to the Doomben Cup, and also Lover Lover went around there for the John Sargent stable on the course proper at Doomben this morning.
Interesting. Bossy coming back to ride Lover Lover.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very winnable Group 1 race, isn't it? There's no standouts in this year's Doomben Cup, so you know, you expect a pretty big field there on Saturday. We saw a number of horses balloted out of the Hollandale, and I'm expecting similar size numbers on Saturday.
Did you hear the right things about Tally going off the first up run?
Nassim Dilmi rode him there this morning and said he's taken really good improvement off the Hollandale run. He said he's hoping that it's not as wet as what it was at the Gold Coast, and that being the case, Tally can be competitive. He worked on his own this morning there, Tally.
And the weather forecast, are they still saying a few showers later on in the week?
It's a few showers each day, but there doesn't seem to be a huge amount in it. So hopefully that's the case. We had a really clear run into 10,000 day, and it was a terrific surface. But I'd say, yeah, hopefully there's no heavy showers that bring it down into that heavy range, which disadvantages a lot of horses.
On the Doomben Roses, Brian Smith's got this filly, Bellrock, who continues just to go quietly into these races now.
Yeah, BJ's really excited about her. She sat off a working mate this morning, picked him up pretty easily. She really caught the eye, particularly the last 100 metres of that Guns In Classic that Gem Song won. She was terrific motoring into a placing on that occasion. BJ's long thought of her as an Oaks prospect, and she gets to 2,000 metres for the first time on Saturday. I'm sure she's going to be highly competitive, and BJ's got a soft spot for Andrew because this is the first horse his son's ever owned with him, so obviously keen to do the right thing by the family.
Okay, that sounds good then. Anything else of the Roses? Tony Gollan?
Yeah, he's saved Light Up the Room from the Rough Habit Plate last Saturday against the boys, elected to wait another week to go against the fillies, and yeah, she worked nicely enough there this morning ahead of the Roses. And Zoo Style, we didn't see him on the course proper this morning. He did some work back at home, but he's raring to go for this much awaited clash with Plaguestone, Andrew, that threatens to upstage some of the other races here on Saturday, that Zoo Style Plaguestone race.
Yeah, Tony Gollan told us earlier off-air, but I passed it on earlier, that the horse galloped at Eagle Farm and very much ready to go. He told me this morning Vega 1 could head towards the Fred Best. Is just the way it won on Saturday, could he be a developing winter horse?
Yeah, Tony sort of has aspirations of sneaking him into the Stradbroke field, and that Fred Best offers a free ticket into the Stradbroke, so a ballot-exempt status, so he was super impressive there on Saturday, wasn't he? Tony felt that he should have finished closer to Plaguestone in the mud at his start prior, but he's really developing strongly now, Vega 1. And that Fred Best will always be a really hotly contested race with that ticket into the Stradbroke, and he's, you know, he'll be a live chance in it for sure.
The BRC Sprints, the other one from your point of view, Nathan, I know you've spoken and got some snippets around Ever Loyal, and we can't ignore the stable of Tony Pike anymore.
No, that's right. Well, Ever Loyal was outpointed in the gallop last week by the Bostonian, and obviously subsequent events show that there's no disgrace in that. But Chris McNabb, representing the stable there at Doomben this morning, said that Ever Loyal's really come on in the last week, and he was thrilled with his work there this morning ahead of the BRC Sprint on Saturday, which I'm a Ripper's going to back up into that for Tony Gollan, as is Coldstone, the last start win on the coast, and Chris Munce is hoping to get Boom Sara's winner campaign back on track in that race as well, taking on the older horses after he failed to handle the heavy ground in the Gold Coast Guineas.
Yeah, well, as I've said earlier, Passage of Time's going to run there, stepping under group race, and fair dinkum, you can't ignore Chapter and Verse. How good was it the other day?
It was an extraordinary win in that Class 6. Has to take another step now, but, he's another one will be in. They want to get to the Stradbroke, but he's needing to win a race like that to put himself in the frame.
Listening to you off the gallops and the people you caught up with this morning, it's BJ Smith with Bellrock in the Roses.
Yeah, I think she's definitely one to follow, Andrew. It's sort of, we haven't seen a standout yet in the fillies. It was pretty even there at the Coast in the bracelet, and she comes via a different form line, and I think she's going to relish this trip on Saturday.
Good on you, mate. We'll keep getting reports on Sky from Brisbane through yourself with those interviews. Thanks for your time, Nathan.
Pleasure, Andrew.